It's time for another round of
ChatGPT.
And our topic is, should you make angel investments? All right, ChatGPT, start generating. So why do I bring this up? Well, because this week we have the great Scott Galloway on the show. Oh gosh, so excited about this one. He was supposed to come on before and we had a little snafu, and now he's in the show. He's a great interview. I was really pleased. He's just a super interesting guy. You're going to love the episode. He does not disappoint. But we talk about financial diversification and kind of all this stuff around investing and taking big swings and all the things that we talk about on this show. And I was thinking about angel investments because a lot of people want to make angel investments. It's very attractive, but it's not necessarily for everybody. And frankly, you got to know what you're getting yourself into. So I want to talk about that today because I've been a proponent of angel investing. I have done angel investing, but I also have seen that it's not like everyone turns into something great. You have a lot of frogs in there. And I've certainly had a couple that have been very froggy. So that is the topic. I'm going to talk about five aspects. Let's start with the first one. What's the purpose of all of this? Like, why are you doing the angel investment? And I think the way I think about it, it's either because you know somebody who started something and you believe in them. It's because you know an industry well and you see a great idea. Or it's that you want to learn something, and so you're making some investments in order to start in the process. Maybe you're going to build an angel portfolio, so you start out slow. You got to think about that, because what you don't want to get into is a situation where you are kind of just making investments willy-nilly without any strategy. People do that. You know, they call these early investors in companies FFF, friends, family, and fools. Don't want to be the fool. I mean, these are very risky investments. The chances of them turning into anything are pretty low, right? And so therefore, the average startup fails. So you do take a big risk. The payoff can be very big as well, right? It's sort of like all or nothing with this stuff. And so understanding why you're doing it will allow you to make better decisions about how you engage. That's number one. We'll continue with the rest right after this break.
FOMO. FOMO.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, or delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you improve efficiency by bringing all major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. And with rising prices everywhere you look, you gotta do the math and save money. Good news, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head over to netsuite.com/FOMO. That's netsuite.com/FOMO. netsuite.com/FOMO.
Tudo bem, meus queridos FOMO sapiens? Now that right there was Portuguese. And as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know I speak four languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply.
FOMO. All right, should you make angel investments? Maybe, right? We just talked about purpose. Number two, amounts. So this is a really important one as you think about should you do this. Everybody's going to tell you they want 50 grand from you. I have a little secret. That's BS. Especially if you know somebody. I've seen people make investments of a couple $1,000 into a company. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to let a bunch of people put $2,000 in because that's just a pain in the the rear for the company. But I've invested as little as $5,000 into a venture. And thank goodness, because that one failed, right? And so don't invest an amount just because they tell you that's what they want, okay? Invest what you think is sensible. And certainly no more than 5 to 10% of your entire portfolio should be an angel investment. So if you put all 10% into one thing, oof, you are not diversifying. Scott will not be okay with you, as you will see on our interview. So be very careful about being sucked into putting more than you should or want to put into a deal. You don't have to. Number three, it takes a long time. And I think this is one thing that a lot of people don't realize. Average angel investment takes like 7+ years until the investor gets their money back. Could be 10, could be 15. I'm in one. It's a good one. We're on like year 13 or something. Oh my goodness. It's really annoying, actually. And so you just have to know that getting in. Once you're in it, you're an angel, you have no real power. Sometimes you can sell if a new investor comes in. I've done a little of that, but generally you're along for the ride. And so be prepared to just suck it up and ride. And so do not put your money without the recognition. It's going to be locked up for a long time. Okay, that's really important. Four, investing is a skill. It's a learned skill, especially angel investing, usually apprentice model. So if you don't know what you're doing, that's okay. No judgment here. Get into an angel investment group and learn from somebody who knows what they're doing. Really important. And we'll talk about this, and we have talked about this. Like, what are the skills? What are you looking for in a company? How do you vet? All that stuff's really important. But I'm just telling you, do not do this unless you know what you're doing. People do this for a living, right? It's like you don't go on and do a surgery on somebody if you are not a doctor. Similar thing here. Stakes are different, but still, do not futz around with things you don't understand, because you're just going to lose your money. Finally, do not count your chickens. These are illiquid investments. So even if something looks really good, you have no idea. Things could change tomorrow. So do not, start, say you have a company that hits and you're like, I'm going to quit my job and hang out. Until the money hits your account, it's just a dream. And I think so many people forget that. And it's a total mind F, CK, to have something that takes off and then kind of doesn't do as well. It's horrible. So do not count your paper gains. Take that from me, somebody who did that once. Bad boy, Patrick. Seriously not fun. Don't do it. All right. That is my advice on whether you should make angel investments and sort of how to think about it. If you have questions or advice or perspectives, reach out to me at letsconnect@patrickmcginnis.com, on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, and on Twitter at PJ McGinnis. All right. We'll be back on Thursday with Scott Galloway. Until then, ChatGPT, stop generating.
FOMO Sapiens is recorded in New York City. Theme music is by Mike McGinnis, and editing and post-production is by Josh Elstro. If you like today's show, please be sure to rate it and recommend it to your friends. And as always, you can find me at FOMOSapiens.com and at PatrickMcGinnis.com. To advertise on FOMO Sapiens, reach out to contact@FOMOSapiens.com.